felt good. Each day I'm getting better, so felt good to get out there. Greek kind of had the governor on me a little bit, but getting better.
What positives and negatives did you take from watching the film?
Yeah, a lot of good things. I think we moved the ball well the whole game, not just the first group, but every group. You just got to clean up some of those turnovers. But I think we had something like 400 yards of offense and over 30 first downs. So a lot of positives to take away.
Your reaction when you were told you're starting this week?
Not too much. Just kind of the same I've been doing, same as what I've been doing. But yeah, just taking the reps that I get, making the most of them, and going from there.
Is it nice to at least know that going in, so you have the whole week knowing you're preparing as the starter?
Yeah, I think it's nice to get in a little, routine, so to speak. But, I think we're doing a good job as a team, just getting better, taking it one day at a time, and getting kind of in that game plan mode a little bit.
Are you ready at all to have the shoulder banged up a little bit so the routine's thrown off a little bit this week?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you never want to be dealing with a bum shoulder, but it's not too bad, and getting better every day. So,
with all the focus on not making the big mistake, how do you stay aggressive and still try to make plays?
Yeah, those are going to happen. I think obviously you don't want them to happen, but I take it as a good learning experience for myself. Obviously, you don't want to turn the ball over, but there's some good things and then some things to learn from for sure.
How do you avoid though, in that same situation, not starting to second guess yourself and maybe hold back?
Yeah, I don't think as a quarterback you can kind of be trigger shy. I think you get in trouble that way. So, just knowing situations, learning from it and moving on.
Do you see this as a chance to secure the job for opening day? I mean, how do you approach this?
Yeah, I'm not reading too much into it, to be honest with you. I think it's a good opportunity for us to take another step as a team. I think we're putting together some good things the last couple of weeks. So just another week for us to build and try to get better.
Do you feel like you're ready to be the opening day quarterback?
I think so. I think all of us are. I think that's been our mindset the whole way. So it's a good environment for us in the quarterback room. It's competitive. And I think we're doing a good job pushing each other.
You seem like this chill guy in person. Nothing really gets you up or down. But how are you in the huddle? Are you a completely different player? Do you kind of command and own and pump up those guys? What do you do? Because people say they want to see a spark from you.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I think you got to be able to know your guys you're playing with and know what gets them going. Whether it be getting in a guy or talking to a guy, bringing him off to the side, but just knowing your personnel, knowing your guys, and being the best teammate you can. I think.
Trevor, going back to the shoulder, did you know immediately that something was wrong?
I was just a little sore, and it just got a little more sore as it went on. I didn't feel anything right away, but yeah.
Or Kubiak say anything to you about that situation, especially in the preseason, don't be diving it?
Yeah, if you're going to do it, make the tackle, right? But no, not too much. I mean, obviously you want to be smart and try to protect your throwing arm, but, make the tackle next time.
In your experience, does your focus shift, your preparation shift in when you're named a starter or when you're going in at different times of a game?
Yeah, I think, I think you've heard me say, I think last year I tried to, act as if I were the starter each week. I think the only thing that's different is I'm getting reps with the ones. I've tried since I got in the building to act, getting the game plan like that and go through everything in my head as if I was starting. And I think that's kind of helped me get to this point.
When you first came here, even this off season, did you take time to consider the notion that you might be the one to succeed Peyton Manning?
Yeah. Again, I really haven't thought about that too much. Trying not to read too much into anything for me and for the team, actually. It's just been getting, one day better at a time. The thing about replacing Peyton, it doesn't matter who's playing. Nobody's going to replace Peyton, those shoes are a little too big to fill. So, for me, not reading too much into anything and trying to be the best teammate and leader I can be.
Given that this is kind of the final dress rehearsal, how important are these snaps to you on Saturday?
They're all important to me, truthfully. So, whatever reps I've gotten, I've tried to treat them as a game, whether it's, the first two preseason games or out here in practice. So, that's been my approach the whole way through, and I'm going to stick to it.
What percentage arm strength were you today? And
I felt good. I don't know too much. I've gotten better each day, and I think the expectation is to play Saturday, so.
Saturday,
yeah.
Make every throw type of.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm playing, I won't be holding back.